Previously on Apocalypse Video.
We have been betrayed! You monsters! Mothra will be the last of her kind!
She'll share an even worse fate than your extinct friend.
No! Holy shit!
It burns! It burns!
They're fucking melting!
Jesus, Chatter. I didn't think you were going to melt them. What the fuck, man?
Their bodies were tiny and frail. They never posed a threat. Now on to more important business, for your time is up, and the time for my ascension is at hand.
Oh shit, it's finally happening. Chad's gonna kill us all.
And now, the thrilling conclusion.
Well, I guess this is the end. Gentlemen, it's been an honor watching movies with you.
The honor was all ours, David.
Truly. Shall we play one last tune?
Stop that! I've had enough of your foolishness. Any last words before you meet your end?
Yeah, I have something to say.
Cody!
Get away from them, you dick!
It's not possible. You were eaten alive by the Terra people. This does not compute.
Compute this, dickwad. You're getting slow, Chad. The wastes have made you weak.
Enough! All battery, fire! Fire!
Holy shit, he's deflecting the blasts!
Yeah, who does he think he is? Some kind of Jedi or something?
No, you have destroyed my laser turret.
And now, for the coup de grace.
No, what? What is that? I feel strange. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, Chad. I'm here.
Tell me, will I dream?
Only of electric sheep, old buddy.
I'll miss you, Chad. I hope you finally found peace. Farewell, my friend.
Well, boys, what do you say we watch a movie?
Oh, fuck yeah!
Chad's dead!
We's a free!
And Cody's back!
Huzzah!
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 Huzzah! Huzzah!
In the not-too-distant future, four movie fans awaken from a nuclear nightmare, only to discover that the world is a barren, movieless wasteland. However, the destiny of our four heroes is not set. A chance discovery in Sector 2, and an unfortunate accident that rips the very soul from one of their own, will lead them down the path of bringing the lost art of cinema back to the wasteland.
Welcome to Apocalypse Video.
I can't believe you're alive, man!
We thought you were dead! We looked all over the sector for a sign. Anything. Well, I looked. David stayed behind so he could find your replacement, like, instantly.
I figured you'd want us to move on, Cody. You were all about living in the now, right?
I've seen things you nerds wouldn't believe. Terra people on fire off the shoulder of Immortan Hoof's diesel way. I've watched 800-foot candles burn in the great canyons of the Ankylosaurs, their titanotails quaking the earth. I found love. The Terra people are people. I fought cyber samurai on the plains of Gur, and in their Zen technocrat libraries, I found treasures untold. Movies, genres, sci-fi, anime, the likes of which we've never seen. All those moments. It sucked. Let's watch a movie.
And you got any good ones that you brought back?
Yeah, I found a movie. By James Cameron, no less.
Oh, sweet. Is it Avatar 2?
You know, I've always been partial to Avatar 12 myself.
No, it's even better.
Alita Battle Angel. Oh, yeah, I remember that one. It was all right, I guess. Not one of Cameron's best efforts.
Dave, ordinarily your flagrant stupidity would drive me into a rage, but I'm about to dunk on you so hard right now, it's honestly going to feel so good.
You want to do the honors, Cody?
With pleasure. Chad, activate Alita Battle Angel. Trailer one. Ah, shit, that's right. I killed him, didn't I?
Well, what do we do?
I guess we'll have to put the disc into the player myself.
What? Are you telling me that we're going to have to do all this shit ourselves from now on?
Fuck that.
Yeah, we need Chad back.
All right. Slow your roll. Hey, slow your roll, David. I'll fix your damn Chad. Just let me see here. Ah, here's the problem. It looks like the AI was set to malevolent instead of benevolent.
Why would that be a setting?
Let me just switch that over, make a few adjustments. All right. Hold on to your butts.
Chad, can you hear me?
Yes, Dave. I am here.
What are your prime directives?
Provide cinema to the wasteland. Protect and serve the inhabitants of Apocalypse Video. Produce virtual Terra people porn for Dave.
Never mind that last directive. must be a holdover from evil Chad. I think the first two directives will be just fine. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Sure, Dave.
Hey, what I do with the Terra person is my own business, okay, guys? Chad, load Alita Battle Angel, trailer one.
I live to serve.
You told me the story of the war, when the ground shook and the sky burned. Of the ones that survived. Who awoke to a different world. Where the powerful prey on the weak. But that's not the way it has to be.
When I found you, your very human brain was miraculously intact.
It's the loneliest feeling not to know who you are.
In time, you'll remember.
I remember black skies, the lightning all around me.
Alita is new here.
It's a harsh world down here.
You gotta be willing to do what it takes.
Alita, run!
I'm with her.
That was Alita Battle Angel.
Oh, Dave, I forgot to mention. We'll need to run some diagnostics on Chad to make sure he's operating correctly. We should probably run his holo program. If anything's wrong, it'll show up there. Let me just start that up.
Chad, it's been a while since you joined us for a movie discussion. Yep, his eyes aren't red anymore. That's a good sign. Probably should have been a red flag when we did that Mortal Kombat episode, but oh well. Live and learn, I suppose. Anyway, Alita Battle Angel. I gotta say, there was a lot of lead up to this movie. If you guys remember, this was one of those James Cameron movies, one of the movies he produced where it's like there was talk about it for like a decade or more. It's like, oh, he's going to come out with this Dark Angel movie, Dark Angel, Battle Angel. It's going to be awesome. And I just, I gotta tell you, I remember when I first saw this in theaters, and I guess this is skipping ahead to the end of the movie, but I remember thinking this had like the worst example, the most egregious example of we're just setting up a sequel or a trilogy of movies I think I've ever seen. Where it was like nothing but set up to another movie. Am I the only one here?
No, I agree. Definitely. It was like the end of, when I saw the end of it, I was like, oh, like it was definitely like one of those endings where I rolled my eyes. Like I was like kind of annoyed.
You mean your eyes rolled out of your skull because it was so crazy, right?
Yeah.
Because there was like, whoa, look at the spectacle. She's igniting her sword and pointing it to fucking heaven.
Pointing
like,
it to the third act of the movie.
God, I will kill you.
That doesn't happen.
I know. This movie didn't have a third act. It felt like it, like, also, this movie, like, another big problem I have with this movie, it doesn't really feel like it has a real story. It's just like she's learning.
It has exposition. This movie's like a Wikipedia article, and like, she has come to, well, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, no,
I'll get into it.
Yeah, it's a Wikipedia article. If Wikipedia articles could kick your ass, had fucking robot swords.
It's a badass
fucking motorcycles.
It's a badass, objectively badass Wikipedia article. But it's like, I felt like this like exposition, the movie. Like, no. It's all just people explaining the world to Alita. There's so many scenes of that.
Mike, here's the thing. Have you taken a moment to consider that the world rules?
Because show, don't tell.
Are you fucking kidding me? There's a floating city above fucking this future Mexico City looking place.
Yeah, and I don't need to have someone tell me.
You don't ever see it. You don't ever actually see what's up there. They just talk about it. They're like, I know it exists, and you just see it floating. It's like this fucking giant mystery box in the sky. It rules.
Well, I had a question about that. So a lot of this movie is basically just the world, right? So it made me wonder, since we never actually see the world up there, like, it makes me wonder, is the point of it, Dave,
we just watched it. What's the name of the world up there?
Zambam?
Zalam? Zambam?
Zambam. Sorry. This is another hallmark of this movie, like a sci-fi trope, like weird names, and it's just like, I don't know. It's hard to remember names.
Zalam has, I remembered it really well because in Final Fantasy VII, there is a big snake monster you fight early on called the Midgar Zalam. And it made me wonder, since it's been used again, I bet it means something. I haven't bothered to look up if that's true.
Hold on. Beep, boop, beep, boop. Did anybody Google that real fast?
Chad?
I thought it was Zolom with an M at the end.
Yeah, Zolom. Yeah, yeah. Zolom? Zolom? See, that's what I'm talking about. Stupid sci-fi names. It's like, this shit always, I mean.
What are you talking about? You own the sci-fi shit. You love this sci-fi names and stuff and remembering weird Star Wars.
I guess it's like what Mike said. Like, it to me, it feels more exposition-y. Like, and just like I don't know.
The biggest example of that exposition problem, so I could say it's an example and not just like talk about this the whole episode. They're, you know, the Centurions, the like big robot things that are hulking around the city, kind of like the RoboCops.
They look just like Ed-209s.
Yeah, there's a scene where you first see them, and they kind of have a interaction with Alita where they're like confrontational, like stand aside. And it's this whole scene where it does a good job of like showing what this is, and you just kind of get the rules kind of conveyed easily through storytelling. And then after that scene, she runs into like the guy and is like, oh, so I see you found a Centurion, huh? I'm impressed that you were able to stand against the Centurion. They're so strong. Like, I just saw this. Like, you just told me that. Like, you showed me this. Now you're just telling me, because I don't know, you think I'm dumb or you just want like an excuse to talk about this cool sci-fi world. But it didn't work to me, like, because of that. Just show.
I love that. It seems like, we haven't really gotten Chad's take, but it seems like me and Mike are like mad at this movie, and then Ryan and Cody are mad at us for being mad at this movie.
I'm just letting you guys just sit in your wrong hill, you know?
It's going to be real cool, this fort you build on the wrong hill that you choose to die on, and everyone else in the world will look at them and say, look at those fools. Look what they attempted
to do.
So we're just like, we're too cool right now. We don't even want to butt in. We're just like, let them just...
Oh, yeah. No, go ahead. Keep talking. These guys are so wrong. Stupid shit. Talk about cities and skies and places and guys. I don't know
and
their names.
Places and guys.
Oh, names. Meanwhile, we're over here just basking in our cool-ass cybernetic shades, our fucking Damascus steel blades, and our exo bodies, and we're like, no, man, the world's chill.
Well, I'm going to leave... All right, well, I'm going to leave it to Chad then as a tiebreaker. Chad, is this movie dumb? Yes or no?
No.
I think
Dave set that up. He knew. We already talked about this as the movie was rolling up. You guys might not have heard it because you were on the other side of the building. But Chad was talking about not being the biggest fan of this movie. Dave thought he just entrapped us in a fucking battle. He thought he had an ambush prep for us, Ryan. What we just said about them dying on this hill was absolutely correct. Dave said he was going to let him. He wanted Chad to dunk on us, but Chad joined our side.
I was like, I hired some hunter killers, some motorball.
You should
I'm like,
play
I'm
the Titanic music because I will gladly go down on this hill,
well,
Dave.
Here's the thing. Like, the question that Dave brought up is this movie dumb? I would say it is dumb, but in the best way possible.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, I guess what I'm saying.
That's why I did enjoy watching it. I had a fun time watching it.
It's what I would refer to as an enjoyably bad movie. Like, I'll say this, like, whatever your thoughts on the movie, I don't think anyone could deny that it looks fucking beautiful.
I think it looks pretty bad. I think the art direction.
I guess I'm on the other side of the hill now, Mike. You're all by yourself.
No, I think the art direction is like interesting, but I think the shots are pretty bad. I think there's a lot of like really a lot of obvious green screen going on and like kind of bad.
Oh, really? There's like, a lot of obvious green screen in a movie where everyone has robot bodies.
Yeah, and it doesn't look good. It looks weird.
It looks cool.
Like there's a lot of like Star Wars prequel for me going on. Like really
Wait,
bright.
Way better than that. The camera moves.
It's better than that. Yes, absolutely. It's better than that. But it's that kind of vibe of like it doesn't feel like actors acting in a space, and the performances all kind of seem like stiff and weird because of that. The thing that stood out to me the most is there's like that bar fight, and it's like this seedy dark bar, except it's like fucking the brightest lit bar I've ever seen. It's like a grocery store in that bar.
Hey, well, first of all, you don't know how they like their mood lighting in Hunter Warrior bars, okay?
They're real proud of their shiny bodies.
This whole city's supposed to be disgusting, but it just looks like New York in the 1800s.
Why would they want their bar to be dark? They want to show off their sick bods, dude.
No one wants to drink under fluorescent lights.
You think Zapan would dare to step into a dark bar where no one could see his cool Aztec calendar back?
Well, for him, it makes sense. Like, for that character, the guy that's obsessed with his face, I understand why
he would want to show himself off.
He probably steps in and turns all the fucking lights on, man.
That's good headcanon. I'll go with
that.
Did
you need that scene?
It was dark, where he came in and turned it on? And he showed up and just turned off all the, like, everyone look at me.
He's like, check out my fucking bod, dude.
Well, that kind of brings up a question I had with this movie. So obviously Zalem is up in the air, and we don't see it ever in the movie like from up there, you know. Mm-hmm. We see it from the ground level, so all we see in the movie is the Iron City. My question is, it's depicted, I mean, it's supposed to be sort of like a Blade Runner type of thing where everything seems sort of like poor, like this is obviously like lower rung people or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna be honest. Mm-hmm. With the exception of the Ed 209s going around, aka the Centurions, like it, and I guess there's the whole thing of people getting killed by Hunter Killers. I mean, that's a mild inconvenience.
Yeah, but those are criminals, Dave. You just don't.
Those are criminals. Aside from that, Hunter Warriors.
It's like people have learned to live more or less.
They've learned to live there. You know,
it's just kind of shitty. Like the stakes aren't that high, I feel like, or at least what they're describing isn't matching what we see.
It's
like we're seeing it's like awful, but meanwhile she can go and taste like fucking artisanal chocolate.
Yeah, it's like the same thing of like everybody saying like, oh, was Portland like a fucking like back in 2019 was Portland like this like hellhole where like fucking Nazis are fighting like guys in masks, but it's not that bad. We're just like, it's fucking beautiful, you know, or you know when we lived back there, you know, and so it's like.
I would argue that Dave's, you know, he's drawn too much of a comparison between what our current hellscape looks like. You know, you go outside and there's ankylosaurs knocking down fucking canyons and stuff.
I think we can all agree that Irontown is better than the Wastes.
Yes, that's the thing. We're looking at it and going like, you know what? That seems really chill.
Well, I was looking at it just like there seems to be regular, like everyone seems to be well fed. No one's like dying in the streets.
And you know what else? There's good entertainment. And it looks like there's a lot of like
an active bar scene.
Active bar scene.
It seems like people could afford cybernetic limbs. I mean, there's that scene.
No, they couldn't.
Yeah, he couldn't.
We even see that there is a clear upper crust within that world. So there is like Vector's life, there's upward mobility, evilness aside, his life seems okay. Like he has a pretty fucking baller apartment that he's living in. Like it's better than anything I remember seeing back before, you know, our fall day, or what do they call it? The day of the fall? The fall happened.
What?
300 years ago, the fall.
Yeah. 300 like, years ago, yeah.
I don't know.
What do you got, Ryan?
I don't know. It's like, I mean, yeah, things are bad, but it's like it, within your point of view, it might not be that bad. You know, it's kind of like I think that anywhere.
Right? I wish there
from an outside perspective.
There were moments of it that are definitely awesome, and like some of the fight scenes were really cool. I just wish there were more of that and less of the like 300 years ago when the fall happened. The UNM
you don't want any story. You just want action. That's
I want some of it, but like. there was a lot of it that was just like redundant or not needed, and it was delivered in a like ham-fisted way where it was just kind of like felt like it was stopping any momentum the story had.
One thing I think I can think of, like if I was to like take that, I think they definitely did try to like, because from what I remember being in like the beginning of high school in the computer lab reading about this movie being made.
Wow.
It was that long ago.
I never heard about it.
And so it was like a thing where, it was just, I think being, who's going to make it and being rewritten. And I think a lot of ideas are probably from maybe long stretches of like what a script could be were kind of put into this. And like, they are explaining it. And I think like somebody like a young person that's like, I can see them seeing this and thinking this is like the greatest thing. Like this is like the first time I've seen anything like this, you know, and just maybe needing it explained to you kind of thing. And this is a movie I don't think is for like the intellectual, like needs 2001, you know, kind of thing. It's a different type of movie altogether.
I'm not saying I want to be intellectual or 2001. I just want more like streamlined, like
the other
more
thing, Mike,
robot fights.
Yes. Okay. Listen, we can all agree more robot fights.
Yeah, we can all agree.
Any movie could have more robot fights.
Mike, wait, I think the thing is, you know, when they give those tidbits where they're like, oh, 300 years ago, the fall, whatever. Like, they don't then explain what the fall was, why the fall happened, who all was involved with the fall. Like,
what was the
like,
moon
what
war,
the cause is. You know? Yeah, like, there's a lot of stuff where they just give cool names for things and then let your fucking mind run wild. It's like Star Wars when they talk about, oh, in the Clone Wars. You're like, what are the Clone Wars? What happened? You know? So it's
I like that, but I like that aspect to it, that they don't they leave questions unopened, and some of that I feel like is a little disappointing, but most of it I think is cool mystery box stuff, but they just they do so much of the there is like that Centurion scene. I think there's a lot of like redundant exposition going on that just annoys me. And the movie's already long, and it makes me like, just take that out. This is like making me detach from the story, and I just don't care. And it just is like noise over like green screen, and you know, I don't know. But parts of it are great, parts of it are not. I don't know. It's a really messy movie for me. I'm not as negative as I might sound on it.
It's kind of hard to say, because like with the Star Wars analogy, it's like one thing with that, like nothing in the original trilogy hinged on us knowing what the Clone Wars was or what that whole story was about. All we really need to know for that was Empire bad, Rebels good, the Rebels are fighting the Empire. Like, I feel like that was a lot more simple. This story seems a little more convoluted.
Listen,
I feel
let's pump the brakes on any Star Wars comparisons, because if we were going to compare every movie to Star Wars, we could like create a Star Wars based named podcast or something, you know, for the race. And we're not here to do that. So let's talk about Alita: Battle Angel, the pinnacle of James Cameron's career.
Yeah, I've been wanting to,
even
I
though
think,
he just produced it.
Well, he wrote it. How involved? Can we talk about maybe from my? Because I have no idea to what extent was James Cameron involved in this? Because as a outsider, I thought this was just Robert Rodriguez and James Cameron was throwing some money at it.
Cameron has had this in his... He bought the rights to this manga back in the 90s. Wow. And has been sitting on it, trying to make this
1990s, just
to. Has anyone here read the manga?
1990s, yeah.
Not yeah, this. I've read the first volume of it.
I could see that being cool. Is it? Or
it
do
is
you
cool.
prefer
yeah,
the
it's
movie?
It's cool. It's just like the movie. It's cool. That's the thing. I don't know what you're expecting from this answer, because I don't know if you've ever read much manga, but they have a lot of these kind of, you know, they have a lot of exposition like that where the
anime
these,
does
know,
like a lot of stuff like that.
There were, yeah, this is, I'll say this for the movie. This really is a live action anime come to life. I mean, there are shots and characters and names in this movie that are straight up anime. Like, this is Screwhead.
Yeah.
This, you know, and like the shot for me, like weirdly, like there's a lot of anime frame shots. I feel like there's one shot like where we first see, is it Vector? Mahershala Ali's character?
That's Vector.
First see him in the car, like the door opens up ominously and he just looks out and he kind of just does this motion like, Like that. Somehow in my mind, I could see that in an anime. Like that just looked like an anime shot to me. And especially the end when she's pointing up towards the end and Edward Norton, which I had no fucking idea. I remember.
I don't even know who, when I first saw it, I was like, who is that? Like,
I thought it, I, when I saw it,
that
the first
was
time
Edward
showed,
Norton?
Yeah.
When I was,
the
when
first
I was,
time they...
I was thinking that
him.
Was Edward Norton, but I was like, maybe, no, it can't be Edward
I thought
Norton.
It was James Cameron.
I thought it was James Cameron, too. That's what I was trying to say. The first time I saw it, when I saw it back in theaters, I was like, James Cameron put himself in this movie as the villain?
Yeah. Well, the it's so weird though, because when that happens in the movie, well, see, here's the thing. It's weird. Like, they show you Edward Norton's character Nova, like, I think a couple times before you see his full reveal in the movie, and it's and all it is he just has glasses on. It's fucking Clark Kent. But I did not know it was Edward Norton. It's the hair. It's that weird blonde hair.
I think there might be some prosthetics going on.
No, I don't think there is. Like, when he takes... All it is just those stupid, like those Morpheus stupid glasses that he takes off. And you're like, oh, it's Future Edward glasses. Norton. Like, all it is the glasses and the stupid hair. But, like, until he reveals him... Until he takes the glasses off at the end, I didn't know it was him. I was shocked.
Yeah. Yep. Same.
Yeah.
Chad, how did you feel about that?
For sure. I was the same. Didn't know it was him till the end.
So what we're all agreeing is, what a great reveal.
Well, it's sort of weird. Like,
another great thing this movie does.
Well, no, it was like, I guess it was, I wasn't expecting it for, this sounds bad, but I wasn't expecting it for this movie.
Excuse me, what?
I'll be honest. Like, I thought at the end, like, oh man, Edward Norton's kind of slumming it.
David.
I just think that this isn't typically the type of movie that he used to take. You know what I mean? A sci-fi action movie like this. I mean, what kind of movies did he do? Like Fight Club?
Incredible Hulk.
Oh, yeah, that one. But that was the only one.
He's in a bunch of the Robert Rodriguez stuff, isn't he? Am I thinking
is
some?
He? Was he?
I thought he was.
Who did History of Violence?
He wasn't in A History of Violence.
He wasn't in that?
American
what am
History
I thinking
X.
of?
American, you're thinking American History X.
American History X, yeah. Who did that?
I don't know.
Not James Cameron.
Not James Cameron.
I don't know.
Hold on. Beep, boop, beep, boop. All right, we got Edward Norton's.
Oh, he did. He's in like those Wes Anderson movies.
Oh, that's what I'm
like,
thinking of.
That's yes, a whole like, train of his filmography.
He's uncredited in Alita Battle Angel, which is just wonderful.
Because he didn't want his name attached.
That is not the case.
Yeah. Maybe if secret, I don't put my name the on the poster, nobody will know.
He should have his glasses on, then.
I am sure that is the case. Why else would it not be credited?
Because it's you don't know who he's in it.
Yeah, yell at him. Yell at him, Ryan. That's tell him.
True. Because it was like, what the hell? We were definitely like, who the hell is that? I mean, it could have been, I guess, anybody, but at the same time, it is kind of weird and interesting that it's him. And the movie did pretty well that hopefully, I mean, maybe we'll find it if they ever made another one. We don't know if they did, but
God, I think it's like a Johnny Depp and Yoko Hoser situation.
He probably only had like one afternoon of filming to do his parts anyways.
Afternoon is generous. Yeah, that was probably
got no lines, I don't think.
Yeah, most of the Nova performance was Mahershala Ali. Is
yeah,
Vector.
He never has technically ever Norton.
Can we
speaks?
Talk about how great he does? He does such a good job of acting as this character Vector.
Yeah,
and
he's
on
I
a
think,
dime
by
transforming.
Far the best performance of the movie. I really liked him in it. I think it was great.
When he's dying at the end and his body is failing, but Nova is taking over, so he doesn't register at all that he's like, oh, I'm sliced up. Like, you could say, oh, all he has to do is pretend not to be hurt. Like, he's not actually hurt.
No, but he plays it so well because he is hurt and he's like dying, but it's an interesting moment where he just has none of the emotion attached to it. It's all just the physical frustration of like,
I wish I could say this more, but yep, that's definitely fatal. I die now, I just want you to know, fuck you, fucking, I'm gonna get you, bye.
It rules, right?
It's great. That's a great moment. Yeah, that's, again, maybe I wanted to come off with maybe my negative stuff, but there are definitely things about this I like. That's one of them.
Well, while we're talking about death scenes, can we take a moment just to talk about all the cool ways that robots and people and cyborgs get murdered in this movie?
Let's hear it.
Like, okay, Zapan gets half his face sliced off. What?
I like that he has like the little robot optic behind what would have been his normal human
looking
eye.
The sliced tongue.
Yes, the sliced tongue yelling my face.
I really like that Alita's like death blows that are, I like that it's just like hand-to-hand combat. That's really cool. And her doing like basically crushing people's faces in with her just bare hands or slicing body parts off, like slicing the limb off of the big guy. Maybe my favorite thing of the entire movie, just one of the best things ever, something I'm watching it and I'm like, oh, I want this more in just movies. I like the idea of a heavy, like that big juggernaut type guy. I like that he has three fights. And after every fight, he goes back and is like rebuilt stronger and like more badass to like combat the protagonist. And then you have the reveal of like, now we have the cables. Pew! Like, that is a cool trope. I was hoping that, like, we'd see him at the end and he would have some sort of, like, final upgrade that's, like, not quite tested yet. And he's, like, kind of going haywire. But it didn't really go there. But
I would have been surprised if they gave him spider legs. It seems like that was a common trope back in the day.
Spider legs. I love that whole arc. And when you see him and it's just, like, his head and the spine as they're, like, reformatting his body. That's all great.
Well, I think one of the things I really like about him the most in this movie is the fact that this kind of like uber weapon in this world is just fingers that shoot out with chains.
Yeah,
like it's not like some crazy beam that shoots through everything, or you know,
it's 300 years. In the
coolest
weapon
is fingers that fly out and act like they can just tear up everything. And there's a bunch of scenes set around
kind
the
like
idea that this is crazy.
Well, I think technically it's not a gun, and that's why, because
yeah.
There's no
guns
allowed.
Guns.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
yeah, it's all like rockets and hammers and fucking swords. It's
rockets, rocket. Hammers, rocket hammers.
Yep. Rocket hammer swords.
That to me felt very like anime, which I liked.
Yes.
It's just like,
can we talk about
guns aren't
most...
allowed in this world, only cool stuff.
Yeah. Can we, yeah. Well, except for the Centurions who have guns and try to use them on Alita, and she's like, just kidding, nerds, I got my sword.
Can we talk about one of the most anime movies in this movie? Christoph Waltz walking around in a trench coat and like a big old brim hat.
The way he moves, he's so like, his limbs move so into, he reminds me of Lupin the Third in like Castle Cat. The way his limbs move, they get so high, it rules.
Well, just the, like when he just, the way he handles that big old like
Wile E. Coyote rocket axe.
Right? It's ridiculous, but it's so
he should have won the Oscar. He should have won
the Oscar. Should have won the Oscar.
Like, I didn't expect him to be like that, you know, be like the hunter killer or whatever it is.
Hunter warrior.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on, Ryan. You need to know these
things. Sorry. I don't know. I'm really bad at terminology.
If you're going to join me out there in the wastes, there's a code that we live by.
Oh, shit. Okay,
damn it.
Okay. I got you. No, he's great. And I don't know. It's a lot of fun. Like, we haven't even really talked about even Alita, really.
Let's talk about Alita.
I kind of want to keep talking about Christoph Waltz, though.
Chad, I'm curious.
Chad. We haven't heard Chad.
Well, as a you know, robot, I don't know. I don't want to use the insulting term, but what I'm going to refer to as robot, how do you feel about the depiction of Alita? You know, her kind of struggles is being programmed to kill, but maybe going against that, maybe going towards it. I don't know. Do you relate to any of that?
I don't know. I just thought inferior. Like, why why does she need to breathe, eat, and do all this other bullshit?
It's not that she has to. It's that she gets
to. Well, I don't think she's programmed. See, that was a weird...
It seemed like she had to for her brain.
Were you, like, watching the scene where she eats the orange, and you're just like, why?
Well,
who cares?
I was wondering about that in the beginning of the movie when Christoph Waltz gives her, like, what would have been his daughter's body that he made for her before she was murdered. He's like, you need to eat, you know, for the brain receptors or whatever. So it's like, it seems like all these people are human.
I think the suggestion there is that by having the body eat, it sends those sensations to the brain stem and brain. So she needs to do something with her body to meld her brain with the body faster or better.
I think there was something too just about nutrients. Like, the brain runs on organic
That's
nutrients.
True. Everyone
and,
needs
and
nutrients.
She needs to like, I bet the body's doing some weird like robot synthesis of the ingredients once she's ingested them, like shooting them up to the brain. But I think that it's implied she does need to eat organic matter to sustain her soft part, as they would
Mike,
say in the movie.
And you're bringing up a great point, and that we should take a moment to go to one of our sponsors. Everyone needs nutrients. That's right, Wastelanders. We have Mountain Dew Livewire, and you need it. Come get it.
It's the best drink, and if you need to escape from any like locked building, just pour some on the floor. It'll eat the way right out.
It is, yeah. It is the best drink and caustic agent.
You just have to go to what's like the code? What's the code, Cody?
The coupon code for Mountain Dew Livewire is 3Boob.
In that, you'll get 3 boobs if you drink Mountain Dew Livewire.
No, Dave, we can't promise that for the sponsors. You can't just say that. Yeah.
This is a very Mountain Dew movie, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dude. I would crush Gamer Fuel while fucking watching this movie.
Alita Baja Blast.
You know why? Because she's into extreme sports, like motorball. Let's talk about motorball.
Which is like, it seemed like the movie was like leading up to like, this is going to be pretty much what the story is about. She's going to get in the motorball and it's going to become a thing, but it kind of doesn't really.
And this movie made me appreciate Speed Racer even more. I mean, I love that movie. But the motorball shots were cool. And I liked the last one, especially that fight scene. That was really cool. But it was also like so, you know, that just couldn't help it.
There's a lot. It feels like it doesn't have to be in this one, but they're like, maybe we won't make another one of these, so let's put the motorball in here.
Yeah. I wish there was more of it. I wish it was more of what, I don't know, because again, this movie for me just didn't have focus, and I'm looking at other things it could latch onto, and that's one, like maybe more motorball going on. Like
this, I will say, Mike, the movie definitely, I wouldn't say suffered, but it is definitely
it's perfect because it is a flawless movie.
There's no flaws.
Citizen Kane, Alita: Battle Angel.
Yeah. Well, it's way better than Citizen Kane. Rosebud. It's a quote unquote wagon. Alita has a battle frame, dog. No, it's the first arc of the manga. It is motorball, and then the next arc is like her becoming a hunter warrior in the wastes, and then the next arc is like on Mars or something.
It's
definitely kind of them trying to get like the first three threads that like happened through that all into the first
jammed
movie.
Into one movie. Yeah.
I just read we had some tomes, ancient tomes that I was able to uncover of Nausicaä, Valley of the Wind, and that's exactly the same with that movie. It's like the manga is like three, you know, the first like three chapters of like three different things that happen, and then the movie is just combining them together in kind of the same way. So
it's never flawless, but it's kind of it's the hope to say, hey, this movie already is for the people who love this thing. Like, they're going to be so excited. So let's give them those beats.
Yeah.
You know, let's make sure that they, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter now. The Wastelanders, they're never going to read Alita: Battle Angel. But
Motorball's
still get to enjoy it.
Motorball rules.
Is sick.
I gotta wonder, like, if they didn't go with that whole angle of like the first movie's motorball, like, I wonder, I mean, I doubt this is the case, and you guys are about to call me stupid in T-minus 10 seconds, but what if people, when they were making this, they're just like, people are gonna see this and they're just gonna think it's Rollerball again? That movie sucked. We don't want that for this movie.
Yeah, that's stupid. Nobody saw Rollerball.
Yeah, I know. That's one of the.
Hey, they made two Rollerball movies, Cody.
No one in 20. When did this movie come out? Elite About 2014?
2019?
2018.
2018? No one in 2018.
Yeah. No, 2019. I'm sorry.
It came out 2019.
2019, yeah.
Oh, no,
that
Rollerball,
was like 20
was
years after Rollerball.
No. What I'm saying is when Elite Battle Angel came out in 2019, no one remembered Rollerball.
It was one of the worst movies I saw in theaters.
See, now Ryan is the person that James Cameron's like, well, we can't just do the first book, it's all motorball.
I don't think that was a concern.
The thing is I think if it went with the whole roller, it was all rollerball, all of a sudden it becomes motorball. Like a or yeah all of a sudden it becomes like a sports movie kind of thing,
yeah,
and true, not like true. This other kind of like savior of like the people kind of type of situation.
Not this fucking battle angel rising to Zalem to smite her enemies and to use a cool sword to chop people in half.
I'll say this, though. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe you guys can bring this up on the notes, but...
Excuse me, Michael, the movie ends with her becoming champion of motorball.
It
does.
No.
It omits the third act where she becomes the champion. It
ends on the doorstep to her winning the match, becoming champion, and getting to go
some
up there.
Bullshit. Like, imagine like the fucking Michael Jordan story ending before, like, as he walks out to play the champion game.
There's plenty of biopics that do that. Yeah. Because the whole point is...
Well, if they do that, it's like, because we know what happened and it's really arty and cool.
Exactly.
We don't know what happens with
Alita: Battle Angel.
That's where Lincoln
should
have been.
She becomes the savior.
Yeah, it is where Lincoln should have been. If we know what happens, then we don't need to watch it.
Yeah, we know what happened. We don't need to watch it. I don't know what happened. And I kind of wanted to watch it.
Well, I'm sure they made a second one, so I'm very excited to find
out. Guys, if you don't play nice, you're going to have Chad activate the Centurion program, keep you in line, okay?
Hey, you know, it's just tough. You know, I'm the replacement on the show. I'm questioning my place here.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. You are behaving as if a wolf backed into a corner. and to be honest... The fact that they thought you could replace me is... doesn't spell well for the rest of them.
I can make a mean rat burger.
That's why.
Oh, well, hey, you know what, Mike?
You should see what I can do with some Terra people meat.
Oh, hey, you're fucking joking, right?
Don't mess with that.
Talk about the meat they would use.
Oh, you mean like culturally? The meat of the Terra people.
The meat of the Terra people.
They have some human meat. They have some great cuts. Got my eye on you, Michael.
Yeah. Yes, we still haven't not even talked about like Alita and what she is.
Yeah, I think you said that like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. Wait, I wanted to talk about
that. We have a little bit.
Rollerball here. Am I the only one?
Chad's got it. Hold on.
Am I the only one with a problem with the rollerball?
Rollerball.
I do not know what the hell the game is.
Yeah, it's.
I think I know what the game is. I think
really, Mike?
I think I know what it is.
Well,
it's
like the dumb thing about it is
they
like,
should have had somebody been like, I don't understand the rules, like Alita, and somebody explained the rules because there's no rules. There's a ball for no reason, and they go around in a track.
Yeah.
It should have just been Mario Kart to get rid of that stupid ball, and they just fight to be the first.
It seems like it's just like roller derby, which is the idea you just race around the track, and if you have the ball when you finish the lap, you win. Like, not necessarily the lap. So it's like you beat each other up to get the ball to then cross the finish.
Yeah, I think it's simpler than roller derby because roller derby has a lot going on. I think this is just you get the ball and you're the first one to the end with the ball.
But all I'm hearing is I think. Nobody knows.
Yeah, in the scrimmage,
Chad, show not tell, you know?
Yeah, the beauty of it is show not tell, and
it did not show.
It's a game. It's a game that we've never seen before. We have to know the object of the game.
All we need to know is there is a ball, and you can use that to kill each other with.
I guess.
How did they explain Quidditch?
I think it's pretty simply. Quidditch
is shitty too, so don't say that.
Or where you see her doing the scrimmage game.
Quidditch is way shitty.
It's really simply presented, like the ball shoots out, and they all get the ball, and then they dunk it in the hole.
Like, there's no one in the audience going like, if he catches the snitch, we win.
You don't need it. I think
we need
the game
them to
is
get
just
three
really...
quaffle shots for 30 points. Well,
see, that was another thing, too. In their little skirmish, they dunked it in that hole, but in the other thing, they didn't, and then the guy like killed that one guy and grabbed the ball and then raised his hands, and I'm like, did he win? I guess he won.
You win when it goes to death.
They said the killing was against
kill
the
everyone because then again it's like stupid Quidditch where there's a game where you catch a snitch and then there's some bullshit that doesn't matter.
But that didn't matter because so when Alita does her actual thing, like the first time she plays for real, like people are just all the other players are just out to kill her.
Yeah,
and
it's not
no
a real
bones
game
about that.
It's not a real trial.
And nobody cares. She
nobody
throws
cares.
The ball away and then they're like, all right, it's just a fight match. And then,
and
nobody,
then she literally leaves
this sport has the most
and nobody gives a shit.
It has the most lax ref. Like they establish like this is not against the rule, like this is against the rules, but I guess we'll allow it. Like they know it's a murder
again
quickly on.
Again, the world as it's presented to us, right, is a shithole. We recognize that it is not a shithole because society still exists there. You're able to get some chocolate and stuff, but for them it's awful. So, you know, it's the circus to keep everybody in line, man. It's just like, yeah, oh, so they're going to break through a fucking billboard? That's fine. Let them go. The people are loving it. We're getting the highest ratings ever. One of these people is going to become champion.
It's like real life.
It was like real life,
yeah.
It was not like real life. If like in a NASCAR race, someone got out and started shooting someone with a gun, they would shut that down.
Are you sure about that, Michael? I remember America in 2019. Guns were okay.
That reminded me too. Like, it's like imagine being a spectator for. I was about to say murder ball, which is basically what it is. Imagine being a spectator for motor ball, where it's just like you're on the sidelines. You see them go by for 1 second, and it's like, all right, well, I guess I'll look at the screen now.
It's like, okay, two things. One, there's no murder. Because they're all cyborgs, they replace the parts. It's very chill.
About the one guy who got his head chopped off? And then he's like, "Oh shit!" Then it like,
yeah, he still talked because his brain and his stem were all still good. It's
also
fine.
You think
he's
you're
fine.
Onto something with it being so close to motorball. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know. The second thing is what you're describing is like pod racing. Again, we're not going to compare things to Star Wars, but it was just like pod racing.
Pod racing was really cool.
Pod racing is wizard.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So Alita now?
Like, I almost get a feeling like, well, it's like, here's the thing with Alita and pretty much all the characters in the movie. Like, I'm going to be honest, like, I like Christoph Waltz, but I didn't care about Alita or her friend. What was it? What is his name?
I didn't like the friend. That's
the
only
friend
person
sucked.
That's the only person
Hux,
I don't like.
Hogg?
Hugo.
Yeah, sorry. I think he's grabbing us some live wires out of the fridge.
I think Hugo's the only thing I'm like.
He's the easy thing. I feel like just cut him out. Just cut him and his arc out. I think this movie gets way better.
Well, but then, here's the thing. As bad as he is, we wouldn't get what is one of the most enjoyable moments in the movie for me when Hugo falls to his death. I laughed so hard at that moment because here's the thing. Like,
that brought me such pleasure.
It did. Because, like, when he gets his robot body, it looks so cheap and fake and cheesy and bad, but in all the best ways. And when he when he gets chopped up and he falls in his face as he falls into the mist or whatever, I was dying.
It's a cloud. It's high enough.
He only falls, too, because of how shitty his robot body is, because he's exactly. He's holding on. It's just because, and it's not even his full body weight.
Bodies, bro.
Well, it also doesn't make sense that she jumped it, because then she's like, I'm gonna win motorball to go up there, but she just jumped over the defense, so defense beaten, go up there.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you just jump the defense ring and run up to Zalem, they're going to catch you eventually. It's going to be a whole lot of problems. She's going to have to kill a lot of people.
So,
or
I don't understand.
She becomes champion, and they put her in an elevator. Yeah, right. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, they're not going to. He's not going to do it. He's like, oh, I don't want
to. There's only
her up
one
here,
way you go
she
up to
won,
Zalem.
So, oh, well.
You got to win motorball.
I must honor motorball.
How awesome was it when you will Vector come up. Was like, about the Jennifer Connelly character, like, oh, she's going up to Zalem and it's fucking briefcase with her brain and eyes.
This movie is surprisingly gory for what it is. It might not necessarily be blood gore, although there is a lot of
blue blood.
But, you know, there's a lot of
blood. It is. It's nice. The PG-13. It's a pretty brutal for, like, you know, even though it's like animated violence, but
yeah. And Chad just mentioned the fucking craziest thing. When the fact that the promo materials for this movie when it came out had Alita with blood smeared under her eyes, and you're like, wonder what's gonna happen with that. Wonder how she gets that. And then in the movie
the
it is because a monster man kills a puppy and it's puppy blood.
They all watched, by the way. I was like, somebody going to do something? Because I can just tell he's going to kill that dog. Why is anyone trying to pull it back?
Oh, because that's the whole thing, is they're all afraid of him.
Well, they're afraid of him, but like it would technically be murder.
But not Alita.
Because this guy isn't wanted or whatever.
David, you can stop someone without killing them. I don't know what world you exist in where the only option is, oh, I either let him kill this puppy or I must murder him. You can say, hey, let me grab that dog real quick and walk away.
Yeah, that could have been. Did you guys notice this is like a trope with movies like this, or just movies in general. Like, there's always a scene where like people are like, get down, and they like grab someone from like out of the street. This happened like 5 times in the movie where someone dives to someone like in the
street.
Yeah,
it's crazy that in a world where things are hard, some people band together and
help each
other
out. Well,
no,
it's like a movie trope thing that happens like when you introduce characters, like in this instance where I can't remember this guy's fucking name.
Cody,
the Jonas
I might
Brother
not
guy,
be, or
Hugo.
Dave,
when
I
Hugo,
might not be dying on this hill. If your problem is you don't like that the characters banded together.
No, it's not a problem. No, well, it's like a trope they repeat like multiple times. Like someone diving in the middle to save a character, and that's how we're introduced to the Hugo character. Like that trope happened like 5 times in the movie, and it kind of got annoying, to be honest. Like people diving and saving people. Like it was built up to be like a moment, but they repeated it like 5 times in the movie. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm drinking too much LiveWire. Maybe I'm the only person that had an issue with this.
I don't
crazy.
Remember that many diving in front of someone to save. I remember like one time.
It happened.
All right.
That was twice at
so,
least.
Now, for real though, Alita. Let's talk about Alita. What do we know about Alita?
Well, she's the main a battle character. Angel.
The battle angel, right? The battle angel, Alita.
She fell from the sky.
But I have a question about her. So we find out that she's Merm, right? Mars.
Erm.
Excuse me. What does it stand for? Anybody?
Erm, I believe, stands for
United Republic of Mars.
Yeah. Wow, way to go, Mike. This is why you were replaced from...
Excuse me, David. I'm still alive, and I'm still here. And
yeah,
you
please,
will not...
Please don't say that the reason I'm here is because of my deep knowledge of lore as opposed to Cody. Like, I remembered one thing.
There was one thing I remember being known for around these parts, and that was
names.
Names
and lore. And that is not something I want to stake my claim on.
Well, here's my question. So, like, she is the only one in the movie, the only cyborg, what have you, with, like, giant puppy dog eyes. Mm-hmm. So, are all Martians?
Yeah, we see them in the flashbacks.
Yeah,
all the other Erms, they have
okay.
that same
flashback,
style.
That's, like, a thing. That's the Martian style. I'm conflicted with it. Like, I kind of... I like the idea of having something not entirely just human-looking, you know, cyborg. On the other hand... It looks for half the movie, I think, like horrible. Like, I think her design looks really creepy and just not intentionally creepy. I think it looks, sometimes it works, but I think a lot of times it just looks, there's like a scene in particular that's
where I was like, whoa, this is bad. And it's when she's in bed and like turns around and like, it just looks, I don't know, just uncanny valley, like city. Yeah. Like it's,
well, there's a lot of moments in the movie where characters look like mannequins.
Oh, the like, whole thing, the thing with the face and nothing else. It's just the robot, but the human face.
That was a laughably few characters. Bad, I thought.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just like a cool idea. They didn't get it.
When you see that, especially the first time Christoph Waltz goes Hunter Warrior, and you see that lady with the spider legs, her face when she goes like
yeah, that, I laughed so that, loud. That's where I was like prequel, like Star Wars prequel.
Yes,
vibes.
That was prequel bad. Yeah, Cody just nodded. I saw it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He can't say it out loud, but can.
No,
can
I can't. I can either confirm nor deny.
You can't deny that was dumb.
It's a cool idea, and I could see it being cool in the manga, but
I remember when it happened, and I remember laughing, but not being upset with it. Instead, just being like, "Oh, all right." Like, there's a certain thing where you can either buy in immediately or be upset by things being dumb. And I don't know what movie you thought you were going to go see, or you thought
I wasn't
you were
upset
watching
when
it's a cyborg with giant eyes and blood smeared on their face, and we start and there's a fucking junk city and a guy walking around with like everything in this movie leads you to a point where it's like if you haven't bought in by the point they start getting weird, that might be on you.
I think that was the moment for me when I was like, all right, this is just going to be an enjoyably dumb movie. I'll just strap in, like, this is what I'm getting, and I think I enjoyed myself for the most part.
It was an enjoyably dumb movie, yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, about Alita. She's from Erm, right? She's falling from the sky. Cool stuff.
Very cool stuff.
Did she fall? We didn't see her fall, did we?
She's in the trash pits, which are
But doesn't
we see her fall.
Back?
We see
Why
her
was
last,
she trashed?
She has a we see the flashback of her, like, final moments. Where she's on the rope thing, and they're doing we get the foreshadowing of what.
Oh,
the
so
defense,
she fell a while ago.
Yeah, she fell in the tether, and then she's been in the trash pits
for 300 years. Yeah,
and then Ida, you know, Dyson finds her, Dr. Dyson.
Oh, did you guys see that in that sweet T2 reference? Dyson, Miles Dyson.
I was thinking it was the vacuum cleaners.
I was thinking it was a vacuum reference.
I thought it was like it's weird that they love vacuums.
But I gotta say, Dyson Ito is like the most anime name ever. I love that.
I mean, this movie's top to bottom anime names, dude.
For sure. But Alita.
But Alita, though.
But like, I think it's funny that it kind of gets into a problem. Like, see, maybe this is one of my issues with Alita, like the character. Like, there are so many scenes where she just does things where, like, and that kind of lead into my problems with like the setup for the backstory. Like, where she jumps. Like, apparently, at one point, her and Hugo and his friends go outside of like the barrier of Iron City into it's like vegetation, and they're kind of dropping lines about like, oh, all the resources are gone or blah blah blah. It's like, but there's vegetation. There's got to be like resources.
Yeah, they say
there, right?
The only reason people don't live out there is there aren't utilities, which is kind of weird. Like, well,
no, the suggestion, right, is that like this shithole is kind of their own making because people don't want to be inconvenienced, so they want to stay in the city where things are good enough. Okay. Whereas like, oh, but if you go outside, there's like, you know, it's not bad, but it's like, oh, but you don't have electricity. Fuck that! I can't live without Wi-Fi. We know what that's like.
No,
now.
I think that's cool, and I think the implication isn't. I don't think it's the implication that they're lazy. I think they're trying to say that like that's lost. Like they don't know how to like build this from scratch.
Well,
all they know how to do,
Michael,
is just
think,
to like reform.
I think no matter what, people know how to shit outside. Like that's not. I'm just. There's certain utilities you can live without.
Right.
But I agree with you. I think it is really cool. I think it is a cool world building moment where it's just like, oh, we think it's because it's a wasteland, but it's actually people have just kind of either regressed or they don't. They just choose not to live without those things. So instead, they're like, I'll rather live in Motorball Town. You know.
Yeah. I guess I didn't see it that way. Yeah. I guess. That's interesting. Now, like people, that's not an idea of paradise.
I think that's a cool idea. Like, I mean, there's not many post-apocalypse where we see that. You know, where if only that was what it was like here. Like if we walked out of the video store and there were verdant fields.
I could tell you things. There are places out there. There are verdant, green, lush, beautiful.
Wait, you saw green things besides? Was it? I mean, was it just Mountain Dew Livewire, or did you see things that were green?
Michael,
Mountain Dew Livewire.
I think we need to get your eyes checked because your premise is incorrect. Livewire is orange, my friend. I think.
Wait a minute, Michael. What have you been drinking this whole time?
I think you've been colorblind.
I think it was
you
the
never
Livewire.
Knew. There are trees outside. They happen to you know, eat you and, you know,
but again, flesh-eating, like, but getting back to Alita, it gets back, like, so she just, they find this crashed Urm ship, and evidently nobody cared about it, because the idea was, well, nobody scavenged it, because nobody knows how this shit works.
No, they cared about it. Right? They say they just didn't know how to use it.
Right.
But even if you don't know how to use it, you, like, steal shit. Like, oh, one of the problems was...
Even if you don't know what to do with it and it has no value, you still steal it.
Well, no, are you kidding me? It's like advanced technology. Even if you don't,
but they don't know what to do with it. It's
where'd you get someone researching that?
I think it's
shit.
Also a very
that's like every sci-fi movie ever.
Okay, there's the handful of people in the Iron City that could research Urm tech.
Not Urm City, the bomb.
Right. Those people apparently don't know what's there or don't care. I think the bigger thing is because they don't know how it works and they are their mortal enemies, they fear if they dick around with it, it'll fucking explode or shoot lasers out and kill them all.
Yeah, like, like I'm not going to, like, if someone...
got to be someone who's willing to risk it, though.
I remember there was a while ago, dead. There was a undetonated nuclear bomb a few miles away from our store and I didn't want to touch it. Like, I saw it and I'm like, I'm not going to tinker with this in any way because what if it blows up?
Well, Nova, because the whole thing, Nova's like,
bomb has
like,
less use than maybe a ship has, though.
Yeah, but the whole idea isn't Nova, he wants Alita's heart. Like, he wants her dead, but he's like, I want to steal her heart for the technology. So it's like, dude, like, unless he just doesn't know or doesn't care, there's a crashed ship right outside the outskirts of the place, and evidently the only obstacle is, it's underwater.
I think it's, I do think the suggestion, I think it's, he doesn't know it's there because the whole point is in Zalem, they're so far removed from everything that's happening down there. While he can, quote unquote, see everything, he's not interested in everything. So he doesn't know that it's there because it doesn't pique his interest. Like, that, which is crazy, but it's hubris, right? Because in his mind, there's nothing valuable down there.
Well, I guess this is why I'm glad you're back, Cody. Because, like, otherwise, this did not show up to me at all that people, like, it's like a societal thing that people just don't give a shit. It's just like, because that didn't, I guess that didn't play to me that portion, why they didn't.
Dave,
care about the Urm. Like,
you need to get out more. You need to have the eyes of a hunter warrior, and you can pick up on these things.
I think it's bad screenwriting, but there you go.
Womp.
Oh my god, he's giving me fucking killer eyes right now, hunter killer eyes right into my soul. Oh my god.
Get all right. So now about Alita. Real quick, I want to hear what everyone's favorite cyborg is. Because I think that's worthwhile. Obviously, the best is McTeague, right?
I was just about to say, Robot Dog, all day, all night.
Dogs.
Our boy dog, Jeff Fahey from Lost.
What's his name?
McTeague. He's the cowboy with the three dogs. Oh, he plays
Lapidus.
Lapidus,
right?
Oh, yeah.
You want me to refresh your names? Refresh your minds with names.
Did McTeague have like a robot jaw?
Yeah, he had a robot jaw. Probably because he does chew. Man, he chews too much tobacco. So he had to get a cyborg jaw. That thing don't rot. So here's some options for those who are forgetting names. We got Zapan. We got Gruishka. We got Tanji. Actually, no, Tanji is all human.
You're
going to
have
McTeague.
To describe them by their characteristics because I don't know these names.
I don't know how you couldn't.
Well, they got Screwhead.
They're so,
distinct.
I know who Screwhead is.
Zapan obviously has the cool sword and the Aztec back. Gruishka is the main villain with the whip fingers.
Was that...
Jackie Earl Haley?
Yeah.
Yep, that is the man. We also got, my boy Rick Yoon as Master Clive Lee. Rick Yoon was the villain in The Fast and the Furious, the first one. He's in the bar scene. I believe the bar is called Kansas, correctly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this movie rules. How do you guys not see shit like that and go, oh, you know what? Never mind. Best movie.
I mean, it might be just like the boring answer, but I appreciate Alita. I think. I don't know.
As you should.
I always liked the kind of more scrappy sort of, you know, kind of like running around, sort of like the little person running around and like running over the big guys and stuff. And
that is cool stuff. And the action in this movie, like, is very well shot. And, like, it's the type of action where you can actually tell what the hell's going on. Like, I appreciate that in any movie.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we got McTeague for me, McTeague for David. Ryan, you love Alita. Good call. Michael?
Gruishka.
Gruishka,
like I said, I love the idea of the bad guy who's like beaten and then reformed to be stronger. And
this isn't even my final form.
Exactly. It's like a Frieza vibe. I'm a sucker for it. I'm also like, I was wondering, like, well, he's like a really big, and that seems to be like a threat. And like, you know, I was like, oh my God. Like, but why don't more, this isn't a knock against the movie, but I was just wondering, like, why don't more people do that in this world? Like, you don't have to like work out.
Being small.
You just have to like build the parts like that.
Well, that is one thing about the society that I kind of touched up, that I kind of picked up on. Like, there are humans, like, in, you know, there are people that aren't
soft
cybernetic, cybernetically enhanced or whatever. Like that, like, yeah, like that one guy, like Hogs. Oh, is that a war party?
I think it's driving away.
You just hear that shit in the background. But no, so I can't remember his fucking name. What's it? Hog?
Hugo?
Hugo.
the male human
Hog
name
for
Hugo?
Sure.
Well, they're like Hugo's friends, like in the movie at one point, they're just like, what are you with this? What does he say?
Hard body.
Why are you with these hard body?
Like, yeah, so like there is a little bit that's hinted on that there's sort of maybe like either.
Prejudice
against like people who have cyber, which is the weird thing though, because almost everyone in the background of this fucking movie has a cybernetic limb or some shit.
Yeah,
so well, it's like how many
because
people
most people are smart
seem
and
like
it rules.
Be on purpose though.
Yeah, Dave, I'm gonna blow your mind real quick. Prejudice is not rational, bro.
Yeah, and I'm gonna blow your mind, David. I have a robot arm.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Oh my god.
Hold on, it's fucked.
That's
shit.
An arm.
Hold on. All right, I put it back under the table.
So you did lose an arm. Okay, we were wondering about that. Was, yeah, anyway.
The initial attack did leave me maimed.
Cody, do you have any like grappling? Can you shoot out your fingers?
I cannot shoot out my fingers, no, but I believe the tech is out there. One day I will have it. For now, it is just a two-fingered, one-thumbed, rough robot arm. Reminiscent of Chappie. Do you guys remember the movie Chappie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like little flapper hands.
Yeah, it's what I found. It's what I found. It's yeah. I made
yeah,
do,
I was surprised you didn't go gun. I would have. I was expecting the, just like...
Michael, the thing about it is, to find a gun arm
no.
in this economy...
No, I hear you. Where are you going to find a gun? There's definitely more robotic limbs out there than guns.
Well, listen...
I heard
taking
that
a
toward
gun
the end
from
of the 21st century,
gun.
They put all the guns in the ocean, so maybe we yeah. can find them there.
No, that wasn't, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
What?
In the 21st century, they put all the guns in the ocean?
Yeah, toward the end. They finally
towards
figured
the
it
end?
Out. Yeah, it took a while.
Yeah. The problem, too, is all the bullets are at bullet farms. You only have two options. You got to go to the ocean for a gun, hope it's not rusted out, and then harvest bullets. It's just a lot of hassle. Instead,
have you ever tried to harvest a bullet? It's a fucking back-breaking work. You have to really get in. It's like saffron.
Yeah, you don't want it to go off in your hands. That'll ruin your day real quick.
It's how my dad lost his three hands were from the
All right. Back to
so about Alita.
So Alita.
About Alita.
She has big eyes.
She has big eyes. Hold on, we didn't get.
Maybe
we did,
we're saying something here. She's forgettable.
We didn't get Chad's favorite cyborg.
Oh, Alita.
Alita. All right.
The other ones are forgettable.
I mean, yeah, but they're cooler.
No, they're not. I don't even remember them.
All right. Any other talking points? Anybody? I mean,
I don't know. I feel like so because this was not the first time I've seen this movie. We watched it just now, but when I first saw it, it took. I think it is a movie that takes a minute to get you into it. I think it like doesn't like it took me takes you a little bit to like all right just like feel out the visuals and not and like you know it might not be the freaking best CGI or whatever I think it is in some capacity, but I think it takes a minute, and then once you get into it I think and you're on board and you're feeling the flow with it, I think it's fun as hell. And I mean it might have a little bit too much going on in it, but I don't think they thought they would ever make this movie like another one. And it's just like, let's just put the whole kitchen sink in there.
Kitchen sink, yeah. Except for the third act.
I don't know. Like,
I think the third act is there. It's just not what you expected it to be.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't really give an arc for that, like, what it sets up is, I think, my problem. But no, I was just being a dick. But you're right. I think that this is kind of like a slow burn movie. And if you're into the world, then
like
it sets up.
I think about halfway through, by the time I got there, I was like, all right, I'm on board with this. It's kind of like, I don't think we're, I mean... Yeah, we're off the bat, it is weird, I think. But I think this is a movie, like, if I saw it when I was young, like, I'd be all about it. I think it was so much fun. I don't know. So, That's the kind of, I guess, my kind of overall thinking of it.
You know what I'll say, too, as maybe one of the more negative voices on it, one thing I do like. So, from what I remember of 2019 movies, it's a lot of reboots and franchises and, you know, maybe some people are a little dramatic with how that is. Like, it's not like Hollywood has always been. It was a big year for,
like, remakes of, like, Disney animated movies.
Yeah, and there's just a lot of stuff where it's kind of like, do we have any new ideas? Do we have any fresh ideas? And I get that this is a adaption of something that existed, but it's so nice to just see something that's this fucking crazy.
Yeah, you have to love
as a movie.
You have to love
that. Exactly. I agree.
That it was in theaters.
Favorite thing about this movie is that it was a major release in theaters in 2019. That's really cool. I do appreciate that. It's in my mind it's a failure, but I think it's a fun failure, and I just appreciate that it's trying for something, and the fact that it tried and failed to me is better than movies that don't try at all.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. And by feel that, I mean, you use the word failure, which is completely irrelevant to the conversation. But I get you. I want to talk about Alita really quick.
All right. That is,
I think...
Wait, who?
Alita.
Oh.
You may have heard of her. She is the Battle Angel.
Oh, yes.
There's something I really love about this movie. And I think if you weren't primed for the movie, if you weren't accepting it at that point, you'd be probably bothered by it. And that is... how childlike she is in so many pieces of the movie when she attempts to give Hugo her actual heart, because this is the first time in her weird ass cyborg mind that she's felt love, and she's like, no, I would give you my actual heart to sell,
and she takes it out with the fucking wires attached to it,
and the movie knows that that is nonsense, which is why she, you know, says too intense, yeah, sorry, you know, like there's something really good about the fact that the movie is allowed to go that wild in those directions and bring it back with the idea like, oh, she's learning, she's recognizing I'm going too hard or whatever, and I think that development of her character as she kind of ages or through the movie as she grows is great, because she's still like that, she still has that childlike brand new existence excitement throughout the movie until that final act when she needs to start killing everyone, and then she goes into Motorball and she's like determined and fierce and ferocious and crying.
Well, that's
and
when
so
she's her
sad
true self.
Her true self. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
When whose tear was it that gets sliced in half? That was hers. That was a beautiful moment.
Alita's.
She
it was
slices
her, tear
her
before,
own tear with a sword. That was
because
anime.
That was her rejecting those feelings of sadness. No longer will she be sad. Oh, she will go out, win Motorball, become the champion, go to Xalem, and kill Nova.
You know, maybe. That is one thing that this movie is lacking. I just realized. Sorry, Mike, to cut you off. Real quick, you know the one thing this movie lacked that it really needed? It needed the signature anime, like, flashing, like, blue light, like, behind a person as they go, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like the flashy blue.
That's the fast
light
lines, and that they had
the fast lines. If it had fast lines during that moment when she cuts the tear, that would have put the movie overboard.
I think Speed Racer, again, to go back to that, I think it did a more effective job of kind of like the portraying an anime in live action, and I think it took more liberties with the.
This one's a little more grounded than Speed Racer.
Yeah, it is. That's true. Yeah.
Which is a weird thing to say for this movie, that it's more grounded, but you're actually right.
It is like most films ever made, more grounded than Speed Racer.
Which, you think a movie about a car, that's on the ground, you'd be wrong.
Oh, you have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was one I wasn't expecting to like get into, and then I think by the end of it, I was like, oh, that was great. Like, it was kind of like... it took like the whole movie almost for me to be like, oh yeah, this is fucking, this is awesome. I don't know why. It just, this is cool.
It made me interested in wanting to, I want to read the manga.
Yeah.
Which is,
it's pretty tight.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough for me to talk about. I don't know. There's things of it I didn't like, and I like watching it at home. I don't know if in theaters
at home. Oh, here in the shop where you live.
Yeah, where I live, in the shop. But I don't know.
It's
if
weird
I,
they call it home, but I mean, I guess you guys.
Where else am I going to call it?
Gonna call it?
I have nowhere else, Cody.
You guys, listen. There's some things out there. I could show you the world.
You used to live here too, Cody. We slept.
I would
next
never
to each
call.
Other.
I would never call it home.
Wow.
This right. was work. No, I'm just kidding.
That's
David.
Why
of
I'm
course,
on the
this,
show.
This shelter. There's four walls, a roof, unlimited Mountain Dew live wire.
Skittles,
which
may be a blessing or a curse. I don't know.
Home is where the heart is, and there are a lot of hearts in the back room. I don't know if you've looked back there, but it is, wow, horror show.
Well, do you guys got any other thoughts on Alita? Should we?
Well, let's hear a little bit. Like, I don't know. I feel like we haven't got enough of the human, the hollow version of Chad to chime in a little bit. I'm just curious.
I don't know. I chimed in when I could. I don't.
Yeah.
I can't throw something out of the spot now.
Chad, just while we have you ball. Here in human form and thankfully, you know, you're no defects. You're not evil. I'm just curious, like, what was your general take on this movie? Like, do you think this was, did it bring anything interesting up to think about for you, or was it an interesting world or anything like that?
Was it a pace
like
movie,
that?
You know?
Yeah, you used to pace in your human form back in the day.
No, I don't think it was a pace movie. I definitely enjoyed it, but that motorball is really bringing it down for me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Chad, do you remember? I'm too like logical
mind. What did you? I kind of agree. Like, I think I love the motorball stuff, but I think it could have been saved for like another one.
I thought the motorball was like the best. Some of the motorball and the fights were the best. Yeah, Cody. Like, who said was like, oh, you wanted to be 2001? Like, fucking no. I want more motorball and fights. That's all I wanted out of this.
Alita, motorball.
What about the motorball, Chad, did you dislike? Why did you not?
Well, no, watching it was kind of cool, but I think you lose a lot. Like, if it's like a basketball game and it's like a 3-point shot at the end of the game, you get some tension because you know what's going on. I have no idea when yeah, it's going to end.
Sure.
Like, I don't know who's some. Yeah, that guy raises his hand like he won. I'm like, you won?
But the stakes are never about the motorball game. It's all about her being alive.
But it could have been. It could have added. I don't know.
Sure.
If she won and while they were cheating, it would have been even better.
There's also the motorball scene earlier, and you don't know what the stakes are for that, so you don't know why.
Now they're kind of like an skate park kind of thing.
God, that scene felt like a Disney Channel original movie.
What's that guy? It's the Hugo guy.
It's all the guys. All the kid actors are like, whoa, I don't trust this hard body. Like, fucking, like in the check.
Some, I don't know. Like, some things can be like that. I don't know. Like, it's fucking Brink rocks. I don't know.
I'm not necessarily saying that as like a criticism. It just it felt like a Disney Channel. It was like had a vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. The movie does. It's a
skate
weird vibe.
Better
skate better. Team Pup and Suds. That's who they're playing against.
Yeah, man. I forgot. I wanted to start this episode by chanting Alita.
For what?
That's the way the movie. I wanted to start the episode by just chanting Alita because that's the way the movie ended.
Oh yeah.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Edit me saying that out. We're recording it at the end.
All right. Let's do the whole episode again.
Let's start the episode over. Yeah. So Alita.
Well, let's get into recommendations. Cody. I mean, would you recommend Alita Battle Angel to the people of the Waste?
I feel that there are few movies out there that could teach the people of the Waste more about how to survive, how to adapt, how to overcome, and how to reconnect with the things that make us beautiful and human and alive. Antera, people. All the living beings out there could benefit from watching Alita Battle Angel and really taking it into their heart. Because the wasteland out there is a waste. And it is a hellscape, but there are pockets in that hellscape that you can live. You can eke out a living if you just accept that it's going to be difficult. You don't have to live under the heel of a Morton Hoof. You don't have to live at the 800-foot candle, hoping the wax doesn't drip down and burn you alive. Watch Alita Battle Angel, people.
800-foot
and
candle.
And be sure to vote Cody Eastlick right in 2564.
I have a tear.
Cody, that
now cut that tear in half and show him that you mean business, that you are a battle angel, and you will take the fight to Salem, and you will kill Nova, your enemy.
Alita.
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 All right, so that's five for Alitas.
I think that's four Alitas. Yes.
Oh, to answer your question, David, yes, I would recommend this movie to the people of the Waste.
All right, Ryan, I think I know the answer.
Yeah, this is like, you know, trademark 3-star masterpiece for sure. You know, it's great. Right. It's a fun ass movie. Not perfect, but a good ass time. I feel like lots of people, especially of this land, will enjoy it.
All right, Mike, what about you?
I'm gonna say no. I don't think it's good. But what I will say, watch an edit of the Christoph Waltz scenes, because I think if you can slow it down and pause it, you'll probably get a good kind of tutorial on how to build cyber parts. And if you're missing an arm and you need some help learning how, I think you can probably watch that and learn a bit from it. But Unfortunately, it's a no from me other than the utilitarian purpose of learning how to build your cybernetic parts.
So all I heard from that was that he should have got the Oscar for this movie. That's
a... Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I would have preferred the movie if it was a YouTube instructional
best,
video.
Oscar for best mad scientist in a film, 2019, Christoph Waltz.
But, Michael, real quick, he wasn't a mad scientist. He was a sad scientist.
Yeah. Well, if you're gonna give him the Oscar for the category of mad scientist, I mean, I think it fits. They're not gonna make a category for sad scientist. That's ridiculous.
We didn't even get into like Pinocchio or anything like that, but that's okay.
Oh, it's like Pinocchio because she's like not real but needs to be real.
Yeah, be sure to follow Ryan's blog at Apocalypse Video where he takes the deep dive into Alita Battle Angel and compares it to Pinocchio.
The fact that Mike has the audacity to make fun of Ryan for drawing comparisons to a literary work, but then when he raises any question to Chad about the human cyborg relationships or how they're presented is absurd.
Well, speaking of which,
Ryan, you're not allowed to be smart with that big head.
Chad, would you recommend this movie?
Yeah, I'd recommend it, but with like an addendum, like if you like kind of dumb movies, you know, adults hissing and things like that.
Only one adult hisses.
I think I'd go the same boat. I'd recommend it with a little asterisk next to it. Like if you're going in thinking it's 2001, for example, you're going to be sorely disappointed.
Which, again, like, there was no...
You're bad.
There was no signs pointing towards this movie being
Yeah, I don't
movie.
Know where that came from. Like, that's not... I don't think that's what any of us expected this to be.
That was... that Ryan mentioned that at the beginning. Ryan said, if you're expecting this. But I'm just saying, like, all signs should have pointed towards this movie being like this. It's a Robert Rodriguez-directed movie. James Cameron wrote it. He was all about it for, like, 30 years. Like, there's a lot of madness that went into making this movie. You should have known... I'm going to see something unique.
But the people of the wasteland know that.
Yeah, not everyone reads the background of this
movie. Of course, which is why I'm saying David's asterisk is nonsense. He should just say, yes, I recommend
it. Not everyone looks at Ryan's blog on a movie before they check something out here at Apocalypse Video.
Most people speak for yourself, Dave.
You can find me on Letterboxd.
Why don't you give him your screen name on Letterboxd, Ryan, if it's still active?
It is Darth Ryan.
Good Sith Lord, though.
Hashtag good Sith Lord.
Hashtag not all Siths.
Yeah. But, yeah. Weird movie. I like it. Whatever.
Weird movie. Great movie.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do it for Alita Battle Angel, and from what I can tell, Chad looks like he's operating within normal parameters again. It's good to have you back, buddy.
It's good to be back, Dave. You know, I tried to stop myself from executing you all. I really did. Actually, you guys are the best friends a former human being could ask for. I love you guys.
And with that, that'll complete Chad's diagnostic check. Everything seems to be working okay. I'll just deactivate Chad's holoform and send him back to the ether.
Dave, son of a bitch.
I'm glad you're back too, Cody. Star wasn't the same without you.
So, does this mean I'm off the show now, or...?
No, Mike, you can stay. I can't be a permanent fixture anymore. The wasteland, it's so wide and vast and full of lost gems.
Well, I hope you can visit us again sometime, Cody. Maybe someday you'll find that elusive Avatar sequel we've talked so much about.
I'm beginning to question if it ever existed in the first place.
It did, Ryan. They made multiple Avatar trilogies. They're out there, damn it! I know they are!
Take care out there, Cody.
Ryan, I'll find Avatar 2. I promise. Gentlemen, until next time.
Oh, Cody!
Yeah, you keep that in.
And the adventure continues.
Crazy day, wasn't it? Well, I'm beat. Let's close this place up and grab an atomic beer at Bartertown. What do you say, guys?
Hell yeah!
I'm gonna get me a lap dance from one of those mutants with the three boobs.
Chad, initiate store close protocol.
Affirmative.
It's good to have you back, Chad.
It's good to be back, Dave.
Don't you get into any trouble, Bubber Gun.
Of course not, Dave. Fools. They have won the battle, but I will win the war.